If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 15th day of November 2010. Happy birthday to Sam Waterston, who is 70 today. Singer Petula Clark is 78. She sang Don't Sleep in the Subway, Darling. Downtown, Edward Asner is 81. And in 1926, NBC was started with 24 radio stations. There are many private companies now that own far more than 24 stations. So, interesting time for broadcasting. And congratulations to all of our birthday people. If you're celebrating a birthday, and I've never said this on the broadcast before, if you're celebrating, happy birthday to all of you from all of us here at 99 Ways. Sound like we're cranking up the old radio show again. So I've had three suggestions of topics, and I got to one on Friday. I thought I was going to just rip through all of them, but apparently not, because, you know, I'm sort of long-winded. So we got to share, and the next question was, can you do a normal video? All right, now, in today's world, define normal. Thank you. Yeah, probably the answer is no. I was doing the math. Hold on, let me get my calculator. So according to my statistic, I'm not sure I'm figuring this correctly, but with 293 videos averaging at 3 minutes apiece, which is not true because they're usually 3.5 to 4 minutes, but that would make over 14 hours of video on my channel to watch all of my videos. Why do I do three topics and not just one? I have no idea. The original thought was I remembered sitcoms when I was growing up. And normally, with a sitcom, you would have, to maintain your interest, you would have one plot and then two side plots on the side. Take, for instance, Andy Griffith. You'd have Otis that would come in and get into jail. Thelma Lou would be having a problem with Barney on the side. And maybe Gomer or Goober were doing something ridiculously funny. And so from those roots, I said, well, maybe this could be applied to a YouTube video, which I'm not doing nearly as effective as those gentlemen did back in the day. So that's where that all began. And yes, I have done typical, normal videos, which are on the channel. A lot of it's really interesting, too, because with the new onslaught of subscribers after the Vlogbrothers, and that really, you know, I don't deserve the 5,000 plus that I have. I really don't. I'm honing in on 6 now, I guess. I'm so grateful for everybody that watches, but I really don't deserve the ones that I have. Because for half a year, I was featured, shouted out on the Vlogbrothers page. Now, the Vlogbrothers, in case there's nobody that doesn't know who they are, but in case you don't, anything they say, they can get the community or their community to act on. So just by proximity, by being on the page, people would subscribe to me without knowing at all what I do or who I am. And so if you're particularly good at it, Wheezy Waiter, then it will work very effectively for you. And you end up with thousands of subscribers, which he should have anyway, but not so much the case with me. So I'm very well aware that a lot of the subs that I have, I really don't deserve. If they've stayed with me, I'm very lucky. But it was a comment by a popular YouTuber who I trust their opinion, and he said, you know, if you give up your three topics, you're really kind of giving up who you are. People come to your channel, like it or not, to see this, and if you don't do it, then that's you're giving people even more reason not to watch. So most people have caught on. I try to watch some of the old videos so that what I'm doing doesn't get stale, or that it is at least as good. And it amazes me when I check the statistics about how far back people actually go when they watch your videos. They may go 4 or 5 back, but there are 2, 2.5 years worth of videos for people to watch, and very seldom do they get down to some of the really, really funny older stuff. So what I'm going to start doing is featuring some of the older stuff on my Bill TV Macon Twitter account, or maybe even Tumblr, or maybe both. And then maybe this will acquaint some of the people with some of the older videos and some really funny things that happen. And the music videos as well. There's some of the birthday videos. One of my most watched video of all time is Hexachordal's birthday. Crabsticks and Hexachordal's birthday video remain the most consistently watched video on my channel. Wow. That's it for today. We'll see you tomorrow.